Our opinions expressed on this episode are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. And now Blue Hour with Tian Hani is starting.
Did you hear my voice start to grow?
I didn't hear that.
I'm Tia.
I'm Hani.
And welcome to Blue Hour with Tia and Hani.
Have you ever gone on a blind date pretending to be your best friend, only to find out the suitor is actually your CEO, and he proposes marriage even though you do absolutely everything to scare him off?
Probably not. We would be really amazed if that's the case. However, let us share the story of someone who did exactly that. This is Blue Hour with Tia and Hani, where we watch, research, and yap about all things K-drama and behind-the-scenes production. As a disclaimer, we will not reveal every detail of the shows that we talk about, nor the ending. Our intention is to share our excitement of the show with all of you, but for you to also be able to enjoy the show and feel the anticipation when watching it yourself.
Today's session is about the K-drama Business Proposal, a rom-com with a bit of everything to satisfy everyone. If you haven't gotten a snack, pause the episode and then we'll dive into it. So Business Proposal is an adaptation of a webtoon, and so the first scene pays tribute to its origin by doing something unique that I've never actually seen before in a K-drama. So what they do is that the male lead, Kang Tae-moo, when he is introduced, he's drawn as his webtoon character in a real-life airport environment. And there's that kind of mix of animated versus real life that catches your eye from the very start. Now, this man is the definition of put together, and you can tell from his gelled back hair that he means business. He criticizes a billboard ad for showing off the celebrity instead of the food product. And I don't think telling you he's the CEO of the company is a spoiler because it's literally in the synopsis, but yeah, he runs Bibigo, a Korean food company. And this actually isn't fictional. Bibigo is a real brand my family buys from Costco for mandu, which is dumplings.
Wow, I did not know that.
That's probably the most effective product placement I have seen in a K-drama.
That's so true. Yeah.
So our main girl, Shin Hari, she works for Bibigo as a food scientist, which is a unique career path we also don't often see.
That's very true.
She's really passionate about food since her family owns a chicken shop, which she also helps out at. Now, she's had this longtime crush on her guy friend, but she soon realizes he doesn't reciprocate her feelings.
Aww.
But her life continues to take a turn for the worse when her family gets into a fight with a neighbor, and in an attempt to push him back, she accidentally knocks him right to the floor.
Oh no.
Because now she has to pay a debt, she desperately needs money, so she accepts her best friend, Young So's offer to go on a blind date in her place. They turn her into a rich baddie to fit Young So's wealthy status, and the plan is such. Ruin the night beyond repair, so he never wants to see fake Young So again. Now, the sequence of watching Hari pretend to be Young So in the past on her blind dates is probably my favorite sequence in the entire K-drama. One time, when Young So and Hari were on the blind date with a guy, she made a guy faint by pretending to be a possessed shaman, while Young So appeared in the back of the restaurant in a ghost's costume to top it all off.
They're creative, is all I'm going to say.
They pull off these crazy schemes so that she never has to go on one of these dates again. This time, Hari is ready to act like a gentleman's worst nightmare, only to go there and find out that her date is actually Kang Tae-moo, and he's not a normal man at all. She tries everything from showing up late to pretending to be overly promiscuous, scandalizing, and rude. It's honestly cute seeing her try because you know that he knows it's an act. Her foot may be trailing up his leg, but her hands are trembling holding her teacup. Now, Kang Tae-moo is in the same position as Young So in that his grandfather wants him to get married and sets him up on blind dates. Because of this, he sees marriage as more of a contract means to an end, and Hari is the perfect one for him. I think it's just because he actually had fun on the date, not because he thinks she'd make a good wife.
Makes sense.
You know, most people suck up to him on these dates, like, oh my god, you're so handsome, you're so rich, you've got all of this wealth, you're a successful man. But this girl, no, she does the opposite. She tries to very obviously make him, like, disgusted, to scare him off. And I think he enjoys that. He found it really funny.
Mm.
But in my personal opinion, I honestly think he's kind of freaky for being interested in the only woman that didn't want him. Says a lot about his taste. And so we are introduced to two very important characters of the K-drama.
Yes.
Samantha and Rachel.
Just keep that in mind, guys. Keep that in mind.
왼쪽이 Samantha, 오른쪽이 Rachel이에요. These babies cost 10,000.
The fact you actually mentioned that.
Don't cut that out, Spirit Love, please. Okay, so meanwhile, the real Youngso, Hari's best friend, she meets Kang Tae-moo's assistant by chance at a convenience store nearby. And so the best friend's name is Cha Sang-un. He's very puppy-looking. That's all I have to say about him.
He's very cute.
Yeah. Him and Tae-moo have an interesting dynamic,
mm-hmm.
even to the point where Tae-moo's own grandfather, the one who's setting him up on Blind Date, says, "Are you guys a couple?"
I find that scene so funny.
Like, he genuinely questioned if they were gay. Because they're together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're
never both with any girls.
They're both loyal to each other to a fault. And so, in this convenience store, a child is running around with a marker, God knows why. He ends up accidentally scribbling all over Youngso's white dress.
Which is a very expensive dress, by the way.
Now, Youngso, being rich, obviously doesn't care about the dress being ruined. She can just buy another one. But she's really sweet about it. When the mom's scolding the child, she helps him draw a tulip. And then very lightly scolds him and lectures him. And so this is the moment where I think Cha Sang-un sees that and she's, like, engraved into his mind at that moment, you know? Someone who's so gentle and kind and caring with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever seen a guy play with kids and he's really good with them and then something in your brain just lights up? Like an instinct. I think it's the same thing for him.
Mm.
And so she fell in love at first sight when he gave her back, like, her drink or her wallet that she had forgotten. What she didn't know was that he did too. And so there's the sequence where both of them are just, like, bursting into flowers from the other person's point of view. And that's another thing I love about Business Proposal, like, that mix between animated and real life.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not corny in a bad way, you know? Like, the whole rich CEO and employee thing, yeah, it's an overdone trope. A lot of the things here are cliché and tropes you've seen time and time again. But I think what matters is the way they execute it. The way they do it is unique, and it brought in a lot of viewers. Like, I got a lot of people to watch it, even if they're not into K-drama. It's new, but it's a classic.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think it has something also to do with the fact that, like, they, like you said, they brought something new to what was already classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, because people, it's, I don't know why, but it seems like a lot of people just loves that theme of that rom-com, but, like, with business and with, like, you know, CEO and, you know, a poor girl. It's like a Cinderella story in some way or another. Like, why is that trope always used? But I think in our, like, kind of world of cinema or, like, of series and shows and whatever, we love it so much. But when it's done so many times over and over again, it becomes boring to watch because you can understand, you know what's going to happen before it happens.
Yeah.
But when watching this show itself, it still had that good feeling, like that good feel trope of, you know, the rich guy, the not so rich girl and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about the characters that it almost, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's like she has such a strong personality and so does he, that they can independently stand as each other. And they don't have to rely on each other, but they kind of, like, are there for each other in a way.
Yes, exactly. And it's like that kind of concept where instead of finding your other half, you're already whole. And then both of you together, it's like, it just
magic.
Works. And it seems like a serious K-drama the way I might have described it. But, you know, it's more of
very
a
funny
comedic take.
Yes.
The serious aspects of this K-drama are saved for the character development and the connection, which I love. Like that actual deep stuff that explores human nature, fears, trauma. That's something that they do incredibly well, beyond just the actors having the best chemistry.
Honey mentioned this is an adaptation of a webtoon. And the webtoon was actually became very viral when it first came out, which is understandable. It had a whopping like 450 million views by the end of February of 2022. It was actually written by a writer called Hehua. I might be pronouncing his name wrong. And actually he himself, like actually with what Honey was saying, it makes a lot of sense because he got known when he debuted as a writer in 2012 for his unconventional themes, because his characters, or these themes at least, were unconventional in regards to the Korean society standards. Because his novels and his writing usually told the stories of women who had been hurt by their families and focused on their emotional growth, healing through that. And you can see that within the story of Business Proposal. His novels also usually would showcase a difficulties of becoming an independent person from your own parents living in South Korea. However, when it came to a Business Proposal, when he wrote that, he made a comment saying that with the mindset that it's easy to read, the content is lively, and it's good to make into a webcomic. He had that in mind when he wrote it. However, he still made sure that the main character, Shin-hari, was a strong and independent woman. He himself mentioned it. He wanted to write something that was easy to read, lighter, more comical feel to it, but still keeping his essence in it, which was having a strong, independent woman that went through their own emotional growth through experiences. And I think that is maybe why this show also became so good and felt so heartwarming, is because you can have fun watching it and you can like relax, you can like laugh at all the scenes, because there's a lot of funny scenes in this show.
Yeah. Like the characters themselves may go through emotionally heavy moments, but it doesn't make you feel pressured. The rewatchability is insane. Like I have no problem rewatching it however many times, and that's difficult for me. Like, I'm going to share a bit of myself right now, but it is hard for me to finish shows, and it's even harder for me to rewatch them if I'm not interested.
Same.
And, yeah, like you said, they can stand on their own as individuals. They go through their own character development, you know? Shin-hari, she's shown off the bat as a strong, independent woman, but she still goes through trials and tribulations that show you how hard of a worker she is. And it's not just, like, your token, oh, she's a strong female lead because she's physically strong, or she acts, like, quote-unquote, masculine. Like, she just is who she is. There's no sense of, like, tokenism with it.
I just feel like she's a character that everybody will just automatically love. And
she's a nerd.
She is.
We love nerds. Like, she, come on, guys. She's a food scientist. What kind of job, like, what kind of K-drama normally shows that job?
Right.
And she's passionate about food, which we can all relate to.
And I think that's a great part of it, is that this story plot really shows the passion of each individual character. It doesn't just focus on their relationship or, like, oh, their love or that or that. It's like, okay, we'll show their love for each, or like, you know, the story development between those two and the relationship development between those two, but it's equally much about the person itself and what they want to accomplish in life. Go ahead.
It is quite rare, I feel, to see all of these tropes and that mixed together. You know, the kind of cliche CEO worker, while also having the characters be emotionally mature, and but silly enough to the point where you can laugh.
Yeah.
And, like, they're lovable, you know? It's not serious, even though they're mature. I think that's the right balance. That's the right balance we need.
So something that I would also mention is that the actors themselves have had other careers outside of being actors for this show. And I think that actually brought life to their characters, in a sense. Because if you see the actress that plays Shin Hari, which is Kim Se-jung, her character and the way she is so similar to the Business Proposal character. And it, I feel like she truly embodied that character, in a sense.
For sure. If you see any videos of her on YouTube, like funny moment clips, like they are very much alike. You can tell she brought a lot of herself into that character, which is why it probably seemed so authentic.
Right. And the thing with Kim Se-jung is that not only has she become known for her work as an actress, but she was also once in a K-pop group as a K-pop idol in IOI. And for the show Business Proposal itself, she won 2 awards, Best Actress and Best Couple Award, along with her fellow actor, An Hyo-sup, who played Taemu, Hari's love interest. And the fact is that as a K-pop idol, now I don't know what that is like, I will be honest, but I watch a lot of K-pop content. And the way they're able to kind of entertain people, to keep people on their toes, but also entertained, and like they put on a performance while it still feels authentic. I felt like she was able to bring that to her character because her character in A Business Proposal is so lively. She's always like, you know, energy going. She might have difficult moments, but she's always very positive. And I feel like she might have brought her experience from being a K-pop idol to this show.
Yeah, it's like when theater kids are in movies.
Right.
It's just so much better.
Like,
you know,
even
they have the passion for it.
Right. Even Ariana Grande, like, not, I did not know this before Wicked, but she was like on Broadway at the age of 13.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that about Ariana.
Yeah. And
wow.
She always, like, since the age of very young, she always wanted to play Wicked. She always wanted to do it.
Oh, that's lovely.
So when she went on to Victorious, I know this goes offhand, but like, it's just that. It's like when people have something within them that they bring to the character instead of just taking the character upon them, just like as a separate thing or entity. It's like when they bring themselves into it, it becomes so much more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with An Hyo-sup, if I'm sorry,
yes,
is actually a fellow Canadian. Now, he wasn't born in Canada, but he moved here when he was 7 and then moved back to Korea when he was 17. And he is highly credited as an actor. He has played in a lot of different shows. However, it almost did not happen because he trained as a K-pop idol along with the members of GOT7 underneath JYP, which is really funny to think about.
GOT7, they're like legends. Like,
they are.
Peak K-pop, in my opinion, was like 2017, around that time, and GOT7 was at the height of, of the K-pop hype.
I love their new comeback.
Yes.
GOT7
yes.
new comeback. If you haven't listened to it, definitely listen to it. however, this is apparently the reasoning as to why he did not become a K-pop idol. And I was laughing when I read this. He said, apparently, he chose not to become a K-pop idol because of his height, which is 188 or 6.1, and because of his lack of dancing skills.
Oh my God.
And he said he got too stressed and therefore decided not to become a K-pop idol, but chose the path of becoming an actor instead. And interestingly enough, he used his experience as a trainee, and he actually sang one of the OSTs, not for this drama, but for another drama that he played in. But honestly, are we complaining that he became an
I'm
actor?
I'm not complaining.
I am not.
All I have to say is I think I'm someone that believes that everything happens, you know, the way it should happen.
For a reason.
Yeah. And I think that that was the right decision, you know? We may not have gotten An Hyo-sup singing just right on stage with GOT7, but we got An Hyo-sup as Kang Taemu in Business Proposal, and no one will ever complain about that.
No.
He played the character so well. He was so, like, baby girl, you know? It's like this guy, this, like, 188-centimeter man with a crisp suit, gelled back hair, and you can't take him seriously.
Acting like a baby girl.
Yeah.
As we're coming towards the end of this episode, honey, if you guys remember from our last episode, we rate it in a specific way in teacups and honey drops. Honey, what would you rate this show to be?
I'm gonna have to go. No, you know what? I'm sorry to crash landing on you. I give it 10. 10 everything.
Same.
Yeah.
I'll give it 10 out of 10.
Yeah. 10 I gave Crash Landing on You 9.9. I give this one 10. Just because of my fondness for it. I think Crash Landing on You was more of an like an extravagant production. Mm. Like production-wise, like I admire it. It's one of the greats. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of like pure enjoyment and K-drama goodness, Business Proposal, oh my god.
It is, I think, when I went into watching K-dramas, I had watched a few before I watched this one. But like you said, it became like, I became so fond of it.
Yeah.
And I've watched it several times.
It's a comfort K-drama.
It is. It is, truly it is. And I think it's something, it's because it's so heartwarming. There's, like, there's important topics that are discussed, yeah. But it's not a heavy one. You can enjoy, sit back. Laugh. I think that's why. And also you have a fondness for the characters because yeah. They're so lovable, all of them.
It's just it stands apart from the rest that are typically, you know, CEO, employee. Taya, would you recommend this to a friend?
1000%. Absolutely. Especially if you're not haven't watched other K-dramas before.
Yeah, it's a very good starter K-drama. Like, at any point in time, like, whether or not you're obsessed with it or if you have no idea what K-drama is, that is the perfect start.
Yep. Oh, I love it mm-hmm. so much.
I would 10 out of 10 recommend it to a friend, and I have.
Mm-hmm. Even my whole family, my sister watched it individually. I watch it by myself as well. And then we even watch it together with my mom, so, like, it mm-hmm. has been in our whole household.
I watched it with my ex.
Oh. I know we described the mood of shows in songs or in genre of songs.
Yep.
Do you have, like, what do you feel?
Oh, I'm thinking, like, Korean R&B, but specifically, like, IU. Like, IU
that's such a
Korean
good
R&B.
Yeah, yes. That's such a good one. Lilac.
Yes.
IU Lilac.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, either IU Lilac or I want to say Dean too, because there are certain parts that remind me of Dean, like Instagram, just sort of that mellow moments where you see both of them together. But Lilac and IU is like the perfect overarching.
So let's say Lilac, IU with a sprinkle of Dean Instagram.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. This was Tia
and Honey
with Blue Hour
and Samantha and Rachel.
Good job.
Hey, do I just click the circle once?
No, you